find a tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer, I ain't ever gonna be this summer with you. Baby, it's true, the taste of your kiss is so bittersweet. I ain't gonna beat, no way I'm gonna beat this summer with
here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's Vice President Harris's night tonight at the Democratic National Convention. She will accept the nomination as standard bearer, a night after running mate Tim Walz accepted the vice presidential nomination. Looks like Robert F. Kennedy is getting out of the race.
Trump could soon have a new supporter. Multiple sources tell ABC News that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to abandon his presidential campaign and endorse Trump as early as this week, but that endorsement would come with a price. Insiders say he would require a position in a Trump administration. Kennedy reached out to both campaigns with the same offer. Polls show Trump would not benefit from all Kennedy voters.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A French Navy destroyer rescued 29 crew members from an oil tanker, the Sunyun, that came under repeated attack in the Red Sea. The warship also destroyed a boat that was hauling bomb-carrying drones that was in the area. Canada's two major freight railroads have locked out their employees in a contract dispute. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, September milk down 3 to 22.47, October up 5 to 22.73, November up 13 to 21.87, December up 5 at 20.35. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 1 3/4 to 2.28 1/4. 40-pound blocks down a half to 2.09 1/2. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 3.16. 16 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1/4 to 1.28 1/2. 7 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 56 3/4. One trade on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly lower. Feeder cattle ended up the day mostly higher. Higher box beef prices and severely oversold conditions led to some technical buying in the feeder cattle markets and also in some of the contracts in the live cattle markets. Now, hogs closed mostly lower in the nearby months on some profit taking and also some of the trade buying the feeder cattle and selling hogs. August live cattle up 20 cents to 181.22. August feeder cattle up $1.05 to 239.25. October hogs down 25 cents to 76.15. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets were relatively flat. There was really no new bullish type of news to help support the markets. The weather in the corn and soybean belt is expected to turn warmer next week. Soybeans were mostly higher as the daily export wire saw 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat markets with double-digit losses. Now, some spring wheat harvest pressure continuing to pressure the markets. Lower Matif wheat prices also pressuring Chicago wheat. New crop 25 corn down 3 to 437. New crop 25 beans down or up 1.5 rather to 1033.5. September wheat down 13.25 to 519.75. Minneapolis wheat September down 9. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash in September corn 324, new crop 343, cash beans 928, new crop 902. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 355.5, September 360.5, October 353.25, new crop 353.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 355, September 355, new crop 358. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 338, new crop 343, cash beans 943, new crop 906. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 345, new crop 348, cash beans 919, new crop at 901. Red Wing Grains cash corn 348, September 345, new crop 351, cash and September beans 931, new crop 915. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 335, new crop 346, cash beans 943, new crop 909. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 178 to 199. Holstein fed cattle 160 to 180. Market cows 105 to 139. Bulls 140 to 172. Calves 270 to 870. Beef steers 175 to 590. Holstein steers 137 to 380. Sheep markets. Market lambs 205 and down. Light lambs 210 and down. Ewes 110 and down. Goat markets. Does 145 and down. Bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs 130 to 217.50, fed lambs 135 to 163, ewes at 75 to 90. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Four Patriots, the trusted preparedness company, is offering listeners a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. Act now. When you buy one kit, you'll get two more kits absolutely free. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy near 80. By Saturday, partly cloudy and muggy with a high of 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is sweet, savory, made in small batches. It's amazing. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding. Sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago, and you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe.
Yeah.
Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. She's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Oh,
never one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leanne Womack and I Hope You Dance here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s across the region. Another nice day today. Do have some chances of some showers and storms tonight. We'll have details in our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we'll talk with Wisconsin soybean grower Nancy Cavazangian. She was in Eau Claire on Friday of last week at Chippewa Valley Technical College. And she was part of the demonstration of the new soybean firefighting foam. And so we're going to talk with Nancy about that coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Soybean meal is now helping to fight fires across the United States. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
New uses for soy products are being discovered regularly, and one of those uses is for firefighters. The product was developed with the help from the United Soybean Board. Dave Garley, Chief Technology Officer at Cross Plains Solutions, talks about the opportunity to develop this new firefighting foam.
So we came across this opportunity because we've done a lot of projects with United Soybean Board. And thank you, farmers, because of your checkoff dollars support these funding and research initiatives. So we were asked by the USB, because I've been in this business as a research scientist for about 30 years with agriculture products, corn and beans being predominant. So we came across this and they said, hey, can you make a fire foam from soy? Well, yes, I can, because in my prior life, I made a lot of adhesive systems and foam is typically bad for those formulations.
He says the soy firefighting foam is better for the environment as it doesn't contain the traditional PFAS chemicals. They've been replaced with soy meal.
We're taking what's readily available. So if we take a look at the protein foams that we have today, or the protein source that's readily available today in North America, soybeans are king. And we have a glut of meal on the market because the technology to grow beans per acre is so effective. We're just out consuming the demand for feed out in human consumption. So the United Soybean Board has put opportunities together to really emphasize, find new markets for it.
And what makes soy meal right for firefighting foam?
We take the soy meal, we repurpose it. And how we repurpose it, we take advantage of what's in the soy meal. So what makes protein foam so efficient is the peptide sequence that's readily available by nature in the meal. So we have the ways and means to repurpose the soy meal into a functional, workable system that has the rheology, the viscosity, the liquidness that the firemen can put through their existing equipment to eradicate multitude of different types of fires.
Dave Garley, Chief Technology Officer at Cross Plains Solutions. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. For Patriots, the Trusted Preparedness Company is offering listeners a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. Act now. When you buy one kit, you'll get two more kits absolutely free. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo insect killer sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy near 80. By Saturday, partly cloudy and muggy with a high of 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is sweet, savory, made in small batches. It's amazing. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boost good boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boogie boogie. Yeah,
you told do-si-do.
Come on, baby, let's go. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boots, scooch, boogie.
Boots, scoot, boogie. Oh, heel toe, do-si-do.
Come on, baby, let's go. Boots, scoot,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn and Boot Scootin' Boogie here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins, and happy Thursday. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s. Well, a recent study from the University of Illinois and the University of Wisconsin has identified the first cases of multiple herbicide-resistant giant ragweed in Wisconsin, and the first ever incidence of group 14 resistance in these weeds. Well, not only is giant ragweed a massive nuisance for soybean growers, but it's also a known allergen, and now there's fewer chemical tools available to kill these weeds. So farmers and even allergy sufferers are going to have some issues. Now, we hope to talk with some of the folks that were part of this study in future editions of the Morning Farm Report. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Regulators at OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, are taking comments now on a new proposal to protect workers from extreme heat, and these regulations could bring changes to the ag industry if they're finalized. I'll be back with more after this. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. Earlier this summer, regulators at OSHA proposed their first federal safety standard for excessive heat, which they say impacts more than 105,000 farms or related agribusinesses across the country. The proposal introduces new requirements for rest breaks, water availability, and access to shade, with stricter regulations kicking in as the temperatures rise. Regulators say these rules aim to protect the nearly 1.25 million farm and ag processing workers from heat risks. The agency has been working on the rule for several years, and now it's open for comments until early November. The rule would mandate that employers develop a heat injury and illness prevention plan, or HIP, and monitor heat conditions for workers. At 90 degrees Fahrenheit, for example, mandatory rest breaks every 2 hours would be required. Training on heat risks for supervisors and employees would also become mandatory. For agriculture, the rule is expected to have the biggest impact on the processing side, with meat packers, dairy processors, and fruit and vegetable farms all potentially seeing changes to workday scheduling. Cattle feedlots and orchards also are likely to see increased oversight if the rule is finalized, though the majority of grain and livestock farms would be exempted from the rules due to congressional budget restraints. The financial impact of these changing regulations remains a concern for the industry as well, with compliance costs estimated at nearly $65 million for the grain and livestock industries alone. While that figure is high, OSHA regulators say the cost should not exceed 1% of revenue for the industry when you consider current practices and productivity gains. Farm groups say they have been asked to weigh in at times on the measure, with the American Farm Bureau Federation emphasizing that a one-size-fits-all regulation won't work. John Boatwright, director of government affairs with the group, said, quote, "Our main message to OSHA has been, if you're going to go down this route, you must account for the diverse needs of American agriculture across the board. I think they are recognizing and realizing how complicated and challenging that is." I'll be back with more after this.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Yes, if you've got more than 10 employees on your operation and they work outside in the summer heat, you better be reading up on the new heat protection regulations from OSHA. As of now, they're set to be finalized by mid-November, but comments are open until then. You can read the full text in the Federal Register at federalregister.gov. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
About your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. 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 Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
That lonesome Texas sun was setting slow, and in the rearview mirror I watched it go. I can still see the wind in her golden hair. I close my eyes for a moment, I'm still there. Bluest eyes in Texas are haunting me tonight, like the stars that fill the midnight sky. Her memory fills my mind. Where did I go wrong? Did I wait too long? Or can I make it right? The bluest eyes in Texas are haunting me tonight. Another town, another hotel. Another dream that ended way too soon. Left me lonely and praying for the dawn. Searching for the strength to carry on. The bluest eyes in Texas are haunting. Like the stars that fill the midnight sky, her memory fills my mind. Where did I go wrong? Did I wait too long? Or can I make it right? The bluest eyes of Texas are haunting me tonight.
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Saturday night and the moon is out. I want to head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm going to find my feet.
That music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle.
stew and a crawfish pie. A Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta, it's quite sure. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain. And there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Beausoleil. Yes, I'm coming into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a twisted partner in a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, I wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to swing with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do. When you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner at a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A teenager was killed in a southwest Wisconsin tractor accident last week. According to the Grant County Sheriff's Department, while 17-year-old Race Landon was pulling a fallen tree out of a driveway in Cassville Friday, the front end of the tractor he was using went backwards and fell on top of him. First responders found Landon dead at the scene. The obituary states that Landon would have been a senior at Cassville High School this year. He also recently enlisted in the United States Army. There may be some profitability in the dairy industry through the end of 2024. Sean Hackett of Hackett Financial Services talks about the upcoming last quarter.
Well, I mean, we have $20 plus milk class 3 and class 4 price all the way out into December with low feed prices. So the outlook is very good. Producers can lock that margin in right now and walk away and forget all this uncertainty that we talked about. My suggestion is farmers, producers in the dairy industry should be doing that. They should be making some of those cash deals, locking in some of that corn feed and bean meal, locking in that spread, and guarantee yourself a margin. There's a basis for doing that, given all the uncertainties that are still out there that could make the markets. I mean, look what happened with dairy just a week and a half ago when we had the liquidation in the stock market. We had a huge knockdown in milk prices. So bird in the hand right now, for me, is better than two in the bush.
Sean Hackett of Hackett Financial Services. The Wisconsin Beef Council, in conjunction with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, is hosting a stockmanship and stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. The event is designed for cattle producers and will include education sessions, demonstrations, and networking opportunities. UW Extension Beef Outreach Specialist Bill Hefman says this is one of only four events taking place across the country.
Yes, it is. It's a unique opportunity for folks in Wisconsin and the neighboring states to attend the Wisconsin Beef Council, the UW Extension, Wisconsin Cattlemen's, and our counterparts in Iowa and Illinois all working together with NCBA to be able to host these. They do four of them a year around different parts of the country. Really going to be a unique opportunity to see things. It's a two-day program that starts on noon on the 28th and wraps up by about 2:30 on the next day.
For more information on the Wisconsin Stockmanship and Stewardship event, go to stockmanandstewardship.org. That's stockmanandstewardship.org. The National Ag Statistics Service is calling on Wisconsin farmers to participate in a nationwide survey on small grain production. Starting late in August, NAS will send questionnaires to a sample of producers across the country, including nearly 2,200 in Wisconsin. The survey is crucial for gathering data on the 2024 acreage yield and production of key small grains like wheat, oats, barley, and rye. NAS will also be surveying commercial grain storage facilities to estimate grain stock levels. Producers can complete the agriculture survey online at agcounts.usda.gov by phone or by mail. For those who haven't responded by August 29th, a NAS representative may contact them to schedule a phone survey completion. Milk production in Wisconsin in July totaled 2.76 billion pounds, down slightly from the previous July, that according to the latest milk production report. The average number of milk cows during July, 1.27 million head, was unchanged from last month, but up 1,000 from July of 2023. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,175 pounds, down 5 pounds from last July. Valuable purebred cattle are headed to Madison in October to take part in the 57th annual World Dairy Expo. As one of the premier dairy shows in the U.S., the expo is taking extra precautions to ensure H5N1 doesn't infect the animals. The Wisconsin State Farmer says the expo staff are in contact with USDA and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture so everyone understands what the requirements are to take cattle onto the Alliant Energy Center showgrounds in Madison. There will be a World Dairy Expo, and we will have cow classes, said Expo Manager Laura Hirschleb, now in her third year of managing the event. The show runs October 1st to the 4th this year and typically features around 25 head of dairy cattle. Hirschleb says biosecurity is always important. They're placing greater emphasis on it this year. Veterinarians will be on the Expo showgrounds during the entire event. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy near 80 by Saturday. Partly cloudy and muggy with a high of 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is sweet, savory, made in small batches. It's amazing. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You don't know right from wrong. Well, the love we had is
shooting, do you? It ain't funny. You'll need some sympathy, but don't be calling me. Hey, blame it on your lying, cheating, cold, dead, beating, two-time and double dealing, mean mistreating.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws.